The head nutritionist with Gestall says ensuring the sow receives the right feed in the right amount is key to ensuring top performance and extended productivity. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Capturing potential through nutrition was discussed last month as part of a group sow housing seminar hosted by the Prairie Swine Center, Swine Innovation Pork, and CDPQ. Dr. Hyatt Frobos, the head nutritionist with Gestall, says in a lot of production systems, both stalls and pens, the issue isn't whether the nutritionist or the producer knows what the sow should be getting, but rather, at the slat level, are they getting what they should be getting?
Underconditioned sows are ones that I see people pick up on a little bit more easily. Everybody, for the most part, even your lowly trained workers at the farm, recognize a thin sow needs to be addressed. Either she needs to be hospitalized or treated, or if she's not receiving enough feed, we need to increase her feed allowance. That being said, a sow that's too thin, especially on the backside of a farrowing, she's less likely to breed back. And if she does breed back, she's less likely to have a high number of ovulations, so therefore her subsequent litter will be smaller. And if she's severely restricted from a nutritional standpoint, the subsequent litter will also have lighter birth weight as well, and she's going to milk less because she has less body reserves to draw off of in lactation. What I see as a more common problem or challenge from an execution standpoint is getting animals overconditioned during gestation, in particular gilts before their first farrowing. We know that if gilts get too fat before their first farrowing, there can be fat tissue that deposits in the mammary precursors that ultimately become the mammary tissue, and this can limit her lifetime milk yield if she is too fat in the time period right prior to farrowing.
Dr. Frobo says there's a greater opportunity to fail in pens if we don't assign body condition correctly or if we don't calibrate the feeding system properly. He says we could be applying the correct diet at the wrong level, and then pay for it down the road through lower productivity or sows exiting the herd early. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.